Indeed, we're back, and the reason we're here is because it is the big football preview weekend here at Circa for the Circa Million 6 and Circa Survivor. Survivor is the quest for $9.2 million. You're going to be seeing it on its own reality television show as well.
Derek's getting his plan together.
No, he's busy. He's got his giant football menu in front of him is what he's got. Derek Stevens, the owner and operator of Circa. Last time you heard his voice on these airwaves, he was providing a generous donation to the SCORE and Cubs Stand Up to Cancer Radiothon. So thank you very much for your participation and for setting a wonderful example.
Oh, thank you. That was an honor to be asked, and I'm glad I was able to call. The first time I called in, everything was legit, and then I decided to call back in the middle of the night, and I tell you what, those late night calls are a little expensive. But it was a terrific cause, so I'm glad to have been asked. So thank you.
You got the calendar in front of you.
It's not just any calendar.
It's
this is
amazing.
An Excel dream.
Yeah. I've got to have the calendar, you know, color coded here. Night games, day games, early games, Sunday. But you know, this is like when you are walking around Circa like this weekend on football contest sign up weekend. You know, it's not abnormal to be asked a question. I'll be sitting there, just order a beer, talking with someone. Three people interrupt me. Hey, what do you think of the Ravens in week six? I'm like, what? You know, I mean, people are jumping right to it. I mean, Ravens in week six. You know, I'm barely studied up through now through about week five. Like, I really like the Bears in week five. You know, home against Carolina, that looks pretty good. But this is a weekend out here where you've got football fans extraordinaire that are plotting and scheming their way to winning the Survivor, planning on different ways of winning the Circa Million. So this is a football fans paradise this weekend.
How did you start the Circa Survivor, and what was important to put in it for you?
Well, we started it because I started playing a Survivor back with my fantasy buddies back, my gosh, probably 30 some years ago, and I always loved playing Survivor, and the energy, adrenaline you would get when you're coming down towards the end and everything was pretty amazing. So we opened, we always wanted to be involved in football contests once we got our Circa Sports license, and we opened up with our Circa Millions, which is the traditional pick five games a week football handicapping contest with point spreads and whatnot. And then after that, year two, we said, hey, let's try a Survivor. This is kind of more of a Midwest thing. So a lot of people on the West Coast and the South, like, hey, we don't really know about this. I don't think it's going to work. And like, I don't know if it's going to work either, but let's give it a shot, because there was something in it that I remember playing for so many years that I just loved. And myself and Jeff Benson kind of pushed this thing through, and we probably underestimated how the country would pick up on this thing. So to think we're gonna do $10 million of a payout this year is overwhelming.
And the fact that it's $10 million guaranteed, I think, is really cool. Like, you can say you have millions involved, but once again, you're putting your actual action where the money is.
Right. You know, it's kind of crazy. You know, this thing's picked up in speed so much that last year we decided to film it. So we did a docu-series. Just earlier this week, the first episode, the pilot episode came out, and next week episodes 4, 2, 3, 4, and 5 come out. And it's just so much fun. People come to Vegas, and they're just exuberant and excited about their selection. So now we're filming all weekend as people are walking into the sports book and signing up. The amount of cash inside this sports book right now is stunning. When you see people walking in with Louis Vuitton, you know, Yves Saint Laurent, you know, let's say Gucci, what, you know, these bags, that's all real good. But I'll tell you what, when somebody shows up with a big solid Nike backpack, oh man, you got a potential to have a lot of dough in there. So there's a lot of money walking in this weekend. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, I want to do a little bit of direction for the people that are watching on Twitch. Mitch, will you come here for a second? Will you hold up Derek's calendar for the people on Twitch so they can see the detail
you have
of
to go,
it.
Yeah,
this is
it's
wild.
A work of art.
This is why this man is doing what he's doing. Look at the color coding on it. Look at how he's got everything organized so that he has the best way to figure some of this stuff out. This right here is a sports bettor's dream.
And know what's amazing, too, is that he also has color-coded which quarterbacks are going to be hurt which week. He has the specific injuries and the prognoses are all already on there. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is our map. This is, you know, you start off here on the left side, so you're going from left to right, and you got to work your way over to the end of the season to hit Pater, to hit that Circus Survivor. But I love this little schedule because it kind of helps you out, and it gives you a different way to think about what teams go through. Football seasons are long seasons, you know. And I mean, effectively, no one goes undefeated. You've got the ups and downs. You've got injuries, significant injuries, just maybe nagging injuries. But to see how this schedule plays out, it's really a different visual way of trying to understand the season.
And you do bring up a good point, Dan. The stress that gets to like week 14 when the injuries start to mount and you're trying to figure out how to balance that with what team you may have left. Danny, of course, you know, we know he finished pretty far. I know he regrets not making it all the way. He was so close. But that was something that was discussed, you know, among us all the time, just checking in on the survivor pool.
Yep. Yeah, no, this thing, this Circus Survivor has just exploded in popularity. And what's really kind of cool about it is, you know, with Nevada state laws, you have to register in the state of Nevada. So we've got seven locations, whether in Vegas or in northern Nevada, Reno, Sparks area. You have to register in the state. But then you can play from anywhere in the world because you have a proxy that could put your picks in for you while you're in the state of Nevada. So this is the first time we're talking about it with everyone from Chicago listening, kind of letting everybody know about this unbelievable football contest.
All right, Mitch, I know your arms are tired. Thank you
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Mitch.
Great job being Vanna White.
Yes.
That was outstanding work by you.
Is there a strategy when it gets to the end? How much horse trading goes on in the final days between the people saying, look, you're guaranteed this, I'm guaranteed this? Is that okay when people start saying, look, we can split this or divide it? How much do you police that, and how much do you say, hey, you know, that's on you now once you've bought in?
So the way it works is on the individual of record that bought in. Mm-hmm. That individual is who we deal with and who we're going to pay out. So if this individual decides to, throughout the season, sell 10% of his entry to four or five different people and different things, by the time you get to wild card weekend, which is our check ceremony weekend, so the season's over and that's when we pay out. That's when the lead person comes in and says, hey, you know, I bought in. But throughout the season, I did it with my two brothers, my two best friends, my girlfriend, you know, my brother's wife, this and that, and we're all in for 10%. So what we do then is we say, okay, you're the lead person. We'll take your word. Now you have to have every one of those people has to show up, and they all have to attest to it. So, you know, we're gonna pay out the one person,
right?
But if the winner wants us to pay out instead of $10 million, a million to 10 different people, we will do that. We'll fill out the tax forms appropriately, but every person has to agree to it. So what I tell everybody is if you're the lead person, you better know who you're dealing with and you better trust somebody. If you're going to be buying in 5% of a ticket, you better know who your counterparty is here, because if that individual says, oh, no, I never met that guy over there, you know, well, okay, you never met the guy. So that's where it got to be last year. It got to be very interesting. And a lot of the players, as they got down to the final 20 and then they were at the final 13 for quite a while, they got legal counsel and they kind of worked their way through it. And when they were at 13, what was interesting, those 13 separate parties said, hey, why don't we all chop? We've got a lot of money here, $9.2 million. Let's chop it up. 12 out of the 13 individuals said yes. One said no. And this is going to come out in our show. Like, there's a particular villain His name is Sean Perry, and he was very clear in saying, why would I chop? I'm the best sports handicapper there is. I'm not going to share my expected winnings with you. So it got to be heated, and that's where all the drama came in. So they couldn't chop. So then they got down to 10, and then lo and behold, Sean got knocked out.
The best sports gambler in the world got knocked out. The best handicapper, man.
So those guys now didn't have to chop him in.
Right. So
he's gone.
So so what ended up happening was last year the $9.2 million came down to four people.
Wow.
And those four, or I should say four different groups,
entities. Yeah.
And those four chopped the $9.2 million. All four will be here. They will all be at our opening cocktail party this evening.
We'll be there.
And every one of them is great with media. They love telling the story. I mean, life-changing money. So it's pretty fun. So they're going to have a lot of cameras around them, and they'd be great people for all of you to meet.
So if you guys want to watch it, you can check it out at VSiN.com or on VSiN's YouTube TV channel if you want to see how this went down with the Circa Survivor group last year. And we're here at Circa. Derek Stevens is our guest. Circa Survivor, the quest for $9.2 million. In the history of doing this, do you have like a favorite story or a favorite contestant that you interacted with?
You know, this is something when we started this a few years ago, I've always said it's one of my favorite parts of my job is the number of people I get to meet. These contests, I know there are going to be people signing up this weekend who I don't know right now, but in 4 weeks might become lifelong friends. And when you have this much emotion going into this much money around football contests, you know, you really get to be friends with a lot of people. I would say the greatest thing for me is the number of new people I've gotten to meet, and now I consider them, you know, part of our family. Later today, before we go to the opening football contest sign-up weekend cocktail party, we're doing a champions dinner. And all the champions, we have 20 champions. They have a blue, you know, blue coat. We use blue at Circa, you know. It's kind of like Augusta does green. We blue. We have 20 champions coming to a private dinner. And we all celebrate 2023, 2022, 21, 20, all that. And really, they've become part of our culture. And for me, that's probably the best thing. As far as the craziest story, you know, give me a couple beers tonight and I'll tell you. Probably because most of them I couldn't say on the air.
Fair enough.
Good to know. Is it like Augusta where if the winner with their blue blazer gets to pick the menu for the dinner?
You know,
have to leave the blazer here or can they actually take the blazer
with
them? Oh,
no. Okay. The blazer, they will be walking around today in that blazer and it'll say 2022 champion or 2023 champion. When they walk around with that blazer, you know, it's like the C parts. Everybody wants to talk to a champ, you know, and just take a picture with them. Those guys ham it up and they love it. But no, that's the one thing we do differently. This tradition started at the Italian steakhouse at the D called Andiamo. And Andiamo, it's still probably my favorite restaurant. They set the menu, so they set the champions dinner menu, and they haven't gone wrong. So we're not gonna mess it up.
They're in good hands. I also want to point out the Circa Million, 6 million guaranteed, and it's a fun way to enter if you don't want to do the Survivor, just picking five games against the spread every week. What do you want people to know?
Well, what I want people to know is this is something that we're guaranteeing 6 million. The last 3 years we've guaranteed 6 million. We've never had 6 million of entries, so this is a rare football contest where there's an advantage to the participant. This year, I don't know that we'll hit the 6 million either. So I highly recommend if you're, you know, advantage or positive EV style player to jump into this one. This is the traditional pick five games a week football contest. There's 126 ways to win. You know, you have the full year, but also we're paying out $1.2 million during the quarters. We split the football season up into four quarters, like four weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And we're giving away $1.2 million in the quarter. So we do that just in case you get really hot in a quarter and then you're not so good the rest of the time. Or, you know, if you think about it the other way, you could start off real slow And then you still have the opportunity to hit the quarter. So this is the contest that I'm recommending to everyone to jump in. From a media perspective, I think all of you ought to do it because it gives you a heck of a lot to talk about all football season. So this is one where it's a positive EV to everyone that plays in 126 ways to win.
Derek Stevens, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for inviting us, and as always, for the lovely hospitality here at Circa.
Thank you. We're going to have a lot of fun this weekend. Thanks a lot.
Always great to see you, Derek. Thank you so much.
That is Derek Stevens. Indeed, we're back, and the reason we're here is because it is the big football preview weekend here at Circa for the Circa Million 6 and Circa Survivor. Survivor is the quest for $9.2 million. You're going to be seeing it on its own reality television show as well.
Derek's getting his plan together.
No, he's busy. He's got his giant football menu in front of him is what he's got. Derek Stevens, the owner and operator of Circa. Last time you heard his voice on these airwaves, he was providing a generous donation to the SCORE and Cubs Stand Up to Cancer Radiothon. So thank you very much for your participation and for setting a wonderful example.
Oh, thank you. That was an honor to be asked, and I'm glad I was able to call. The first time I called in, everything was legit, and then I decided to call back in the middle of the night, and I tell you what, those late night calls are a little expensive. But it was a terrific cause, so I'm glad to have been asked. So thank you.
You got the calendar in front of you.
It's not just any calendar.
It's
this is
amazing.
An Excel dream.
Yeah. I've got to have the calendar, color coded here. Night games, day games, early games, Sunday. But this is like when you are walking around Circa like this weekend on football contest sign up weekend. It's not abnormal to be asked a question. I'll be sitting there, just order a beer, I'm talking with someone. Three people interrupt me. Hey, what do you think of the Ravens in week six? I'm like, what? People are jumping right to it. I mean, Ravens in week six. I'm barely studied up through about week five. Like I really like the Bears in week five. Home against Carolina, that looks pretty good. But this is a weekend out here where you've got football fans extraordinaire that are plotting and scheming their way to winning the Survivor, planning on different ways of winning the Circa Million. So this is a football fans paradise this weekend.
How did you start the Circa Survivor, and what was important to put in it for you?
Well, we started it because I started playing a Survivor back with my fantasy buddies back, my gosh, probably 30 some years ago, and I always loved playing Survivor, and the energy, adrenaline you would get when you're coming down towards the end and everything was pretty amazing. So we opened, we always wanted to be involved in football contests once we got our Circa Sports license, and we opened up with our Circa Millions, which is the traditional pick five games a week football handicapping contest with point spreads and whatnot. And then after that, year two, we said, hey, let's try a Survivor. This is kind of more of a Midwest thing. So a lot of people on the West Coast and the South, like, hey, we don't really know about this. I don't think it's going to work. And like, I don't know if it's going to work either, but let's give it a shot, because there was something in it that I remember playing for so many years that I just loved. And myself and Jeff Benson kind of pushed this thing through. We probably underestimated how the country would pick up on this thing. So to think we're gonna do $10 million of a payout this year is overwhelming.
And the fact that it's $10 million guaranteed, I think, is really cool. Like, you can say you have millions involved, but once again, you're putting your actual action where the money is.
Right. It's kind of crazy. This thing's picked up in speed so much that last year we decided to film it. So we did a docu-series. Earlier this week, the first episode, the pilot episode came out, and next week episodes 4, 2, 3, 4, and 5 come out. And it's just so much fun. People come to Vegas and they're just exuberant and excited about their selection. So now we're filming all weekend as people are walking into the sports book and signing up. The amount of cash inside this sports book right now is stunning. When you see people walking in with Louis Vuitton, you know, Yves Saint Laurent, you know, let's say Gucci, what, you know, these bags, that's all real good. But I'll tell you what, when somebody shows up with a Nike, a big solid Nike backpack, oh man, you got a lot, you got a potential to have a lot of dough in there. So there's a lot of money walking in this weekend. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, I want to do a little bit of direction for the people that are watching on Twitch. Mitch, will you come here for a second? Will you hold up Derek's calendar for the people on Twitch so they can see the detail of it?
Yeah,
this is wild. This is why this man is doing what he's doing. Look at the color coding on it. Look at how he's got everything organized so that he has the best way to figure some of this stuff out. This right here is a sports bettor's dream.
And no, it's amazing, too, is that he also has color-coded which quarterbacks are going to be hurt which week. He has the specific injuries and the prognoses are all already on there. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is our map. This is, you know, you start off here on the left side, so you're going from left to right, and you got to work your way over to the end of the season to hit Pater, to hit that Circus Survivor. But I love this little schedule because it kind of helps you out, and it gives you a different way to think about what teams go through. Football seasons are long seasons, you know, and, I mean, effectively no one goes undefeated. You've got the ups and downs. You've got injuries, significant injuries, just maybe nagging injuries. But to see how this schedule plays out, it's really a different visual way of trying to understand the season.
And you do bring up a good point, Dan. The stress that gets to, like, week 14 when the injuries start to mount and you're trying to figure out how to balance that with what team you may have left. Danny, of course, you know, we know he finished pretty far. I know he regrets not making it all the way. He was so close. But that was something that was discussed, you know, among us all the time, just checking in on the Survivor pool.
Yep. Yeah, now this thing, this Circus Survivor has just exploded in popularity. And what's really kind of cool about it is, you know, with Nevada state laws, you have to register in the state of Nevada. So we've got 7 locations, whether in Vegas or in northern Nevada, Reno, Sparks area. You have to register in the state. But then you can play from anywhere in the world because you have a proxy that could put your picks in for you while you're in the state of Nevada. So this is the first time actually we're actually talking about it with everyone from Chicago listening, kind of letting everybody know about this unbelievable football contest.
All right, Mitch, I know your arms are tired. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much.
Thanks,
Mitch. Great job being Vanna White.
Yes.
That was outstanding work by you.
Is there a strategy when it gets to the end? How much horse trading goes on in the final days between the people say, look, you're guaranteed this, I'm guaranteed this. Is that okay when people start saying, look, we can split this or divide it? How much do you police that, and how much do you say, hey, you know, that's on you now once you've bought in?
So the way it works is on the individual of record that bought in. Mm-hmm. That individual is who we deal with and who we're going to pay out. So if this individual decides to, throughout the season, sell 10% of his entry to 4 or 5 different people and different things, by the time you get to wild card weekend, which is our check ceremony weekend, so the season's over and that's when we pay out, that's when the lead person comes in and says, hey, you know, I bought in. But throughout the season, I did it with my 2 brothers, my 2 best friends, my girlfriend, you know, my brother's wife, this and that, and we're all in for 10%. So what we do then is we say, okay, you're the lead person. We'll take your word. Now you have to have every one of those people has to show up, and they all have to attest to it. So, you know, we're gonna pay out the one person,
right?
But if the winner wants us to pay out instead of $10 million, $1 million to 10 different people, we will do that. We'll fill out the tax forms appropriately, but every person has to agree to it. So what I tell everybody is if you're the lead person, you better know who you're dealing with and you better trust somebody. If you're going to be buying in 5% of a ticket, you better know who your counterparty is here, because if that individual says, oh no, I never met that guy over there, you know, well, okay, you never met the guy. So that's where it got to be last year it got to be very interesting. And a lot of the players, as they got down to the final 20, and then they were at the final 13 for quite a while, they got legal counsel and they kind of worked their way through it. And when they were at 13, what was interesting, those 13 separate parties said, hey, why don't we all chop? We've got a lot of money here, $9.2 million. Let's chop it up. 12 out of the 13 individuals said yes. One said no. And this is going to come out in our show. Like this, there's a particular Ooh. Villain. His name is Sean Perry, and he was very clear in saying, why would I chop? I'm the best sports handicapper there is. I'm not going to share my expected winnings with you. So it got to be heated, and that's where all the drama came in. So they couldn't chop. So then they got down to 10, and then lo and behold, Sean got knocked out.
The best sports gambler in the world got knocked out. The best handicapper, man.
So those guys now didn't have to chop him in.
Right. So
he's gone.
So so what ended up happening was last year the $9.2 million came down to four people.
Wow.
And those four, or I should say four different groups, entities,
yeah.
And those four chopped the $9.2 million. All four will be here. They will all be at our opening cocktail party this evening.
We'll be there.
And they would, I'm sure, every one of them is great with media. They love telling the story. I mean, life-changing money. So it's pretty fun. So they're going to have a lot of cameras around them, and they'd be great people for all of you to meet.
So if you guys want to watch it, you can check it out at VSiN.com or on VSiN's YouTube TV channel if you want to see how this went down with the Circa Survivor group last year. And we're here at Circa. Derek Stevens is our guest. Circa Survivor, the quest for $9.2 million. In the history of doing this, do you have like a favorite story or a favorite contestant that you interacted with?
You know, this is something when we started this a few years ago, I've always said it's one of my favorite parts of my job is the number of people I get to meet. These contests, I know there are going to be people signing up this weekend who I don't know right now, but in 4 weeks might become lifelong friends. And when you have this much emotion going into this much money around football contests, you know, you really get to be friends with a lot of people. I would say the greatest thing for me is the number of new people I've gotten to meet, and now I consider them, you know, part of our family. Later today, before we go to the opening football contest sign-up weekend cocktail party, we're doing a champions dinner. And all the champions, we have 20 champions. They have a blue, you know, blue coat. We use blue at Circa. You know, it's kind of like Augusta does green. We blue. We have 20 champions coming to a private dinner. And we all celebrate 2023, 2022, 21, 20, all that. And and really, they've become part of our culture. And for me, that's probably the best thing. As far as the craziest story, you know, give me a couple beers tonight and I'll tell you. Probably because most of them I couldn't say on the air.
Fair enough.
Good to know. Is it like Augusta where if the winner with their blue blazer gets to pick the menu for the dinner?
You know,
you guys
and do they
still
have to leave the blazer here or can they actually take the blazer
with
them? Oh,
no. Okay. The blazer, they will be walking around today in that blazer and it'll say 2022 champion or 2023 champion. When they walk around with that blazer, you know, it's like the C parts. Everybody wants to talk to a champ, you know, and just take a picture with them. Those guys ham it up and they love it. But no, that's the one thing we do differently. This tradition started at the Italian steakhouse at the D called Andiamo, and Andiamo it's still probably my favorite restaurant. They set the menu, so they set the champions dinner menu, and they haven't gone wrong. So we're not gonna mess it up.
They're in good hands. I also want to point out the Circa Million, 6 million guaranteed, and it's a fun way to enter if you don't want to do the Survivor, just picking five games against the spread every week. What do you want people to know?
Well, what I want people to know is this is something that we're guaranteeing 6 million. The last 3 years we've guaranteed 6 million. We've never had 6 million of entries, so this is a rare football contest where there's an advantage to the participant. This year, I don't know that we'll hit the 6 million either. So I highly recommend if you're, you know, an advantage or positive EV style player to to jump into this one. This is the traditional pick five, five games a week football contest. There's 126 ways to win. You know, you have the full year, but also we're paying out $1.2 million during the quarters. We split the football season up into four quarters, like four weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And we're giving away $1.2 million in the quarter. So we do that just in case you get really hot in a quarter and then you're not so good the rest of the time. Or you know, if you think about it the other way, you could start off real slow and then you still have the opportunity to hit the quarter. So this is the contest that I'm recommending to everyone to jump in. From a media perspective, I think you ought to. I think all of you ought to do it because it gives you a heck of a lot to talk about all football season. So this is one where it's a positive EV to everyone that plays in 126 ways to win.
Derek Stevens, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for inviting us, and as always, for the lovely hospitality here at Circa.
Thank you. We're going to have a lot of fun this weekend. Thanks a lot.
Always great to see you, Derek. Thank you so much.
That is Derek Stevens.